B-Pod Studios.
96.9. Number one for throwbacks, best new hip-hop and R&B. So again, you all know what FOMO is, fear of missing out, which
yes,
in one way or another, depending on the situation, we all have. Some people have it extreme. Melissa.
I do.
Extreme.
I'll admit it.
And other people have it for more personal things. Maybe something like somebody close to you. People who you thought you were close friends went out one night. And you're like, I was
Nobody
free
Nobody called
Friday.
Me.
Yeah. Well, we only had three tickets. Oh. So I'm the fourth best friend in the group. You know, those
didn't know I was ranked.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that type. Everyone has it in one way or another. Like, nobody just gets completely unbothered by anything. But that being said, this isn't FOMO we're talking about. It's FODA. Melissa, is that what it's pronounced?
FODA. Yes.
FODA.
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 Yes.
Pebbles, do you have FODA? Fear.
FODA is.
Oh, she does.
Fear of. This is since quarantine that people have FODA. Mm-hmm. Fear of dating again. FODA.
You could have left out the again.
Fear of dating.
I mean, FOD.
It's not a fear. It's just, why bother?
Yes. Oh, you've given up on it. You had it before quarantine, though.
Yes, absolutely.
So Pebbles,
but I get it. Things have changed. A lot has changed.
Yeah.
Well, so I understand why people are feeling that.
I would probably be a little hesitant. I saw this one time. They did a whole thing on TV on people who were dating during quarantine. Mm-hmm. And they were like, all right, it's weird when you're dating somebody online anyway, because you always have, you got to space out certain questions, I guess. But they said that, you know, especially like sex related questions. But during quarantine, they were like, you got to ask somebody straight up, listen, are you banging somebody else right now? Because I need to know if you're social distancing against someone else, blah, 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 blah. If you're getting close to someone else, yes. We can't really.
Let's be in a bubble.
So I can imagine now that people are used to maybe dating that way when they were in quarantine, they might be like, wait, I got to change it up again. Or maybe people who went dry during that entire period.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of people that the whole FODA thing, it is because a lot of people were doing the virtual dating. Now that it's back to let's go face to face, there are a small percentage of people that are actually still afraid of catching COVID. That's one reason. But then a good chunk of people are saying they're just scared about having to do that face to face dating again. It's just, it's awkward. Let's be honest. Like, dating is awkward. Going out on that first date, even the second date with someone, it's just,
I think it's going to be different too, because I think a lot of people changed in some ways during COVID. I mean, don't you think you changed in some ways?
Me? Nah.
I mean, you
consistent.
Were still going out, but a lot of people, you were home, you were doing a lot of self-reflection. I think a lot of people had a lot of inner things going on, and maybe that could have changed the way they look at dating. I don't know.
Maybe changed the way they look at themselves. They're like, ugh, no wonder no one wants to
no,
date you.
No.
I can't even stand being with myself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never mind somebody else.
I hate spending time with me.
I think it might be the opposite.
I want to break up with myself. Like, now they're going out trying to convince someone to get with them when they don't want to be with themselves.
No.
Listen, I understand if you don't want to be here right now. Do you even want to order entrees? We can just end this after the buffalo wings.
Stop it.
This is terrible. Melissa, has it been weird for you? I feel like you haven't dated too much since after quarantine. You've gone a lot with your
that
game.
You know of.
Yeah, no,
true.
I really haven't.
We should
I've
ask her gambling friends.
No, right. I haven't. I've been on two.
What?
Two dates.
Ooh.
One was with somebody who I've already been on dates with, so it wasn't awkward because I know him.
Yikes.
The other one was.
That means you got to be like,
yeah.
Blow that dust off.
Oh, please. I was saying recently that I've been all right. Normally, lately, like, I've been single for a while, but I've been totally cool with it. And I'm like, listen, I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm living my life. I don't really need to be with somebody. But lately, I've been feeling the opposite. I've been feeling like, I'm kind of, you know, sick of myself here. I'd like to.
Oh,
and not so,
so
many.
So go
words.
Make somebody else be sick
no,
of you.
No, I don't mean it like that. Yeah. Meaning like, you know, I would be interested in, like, you know, sharing it.
I don't know if you should use the term sick of yourself.
Right.
Though, of saying like you want to be.
Sick of being by myself.
Sick
I guess.
Being,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I meant.
Yeah.
I guess sounds, I didn't say
you would
it.
Like to share your company with someone else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not pass on misery.
Right.
Yes.
I just want to make somebody else like really, really depressed.
But that whole, like, and like I was just saying about it being awkward dating again, that whole, oh, I gotta get to know someone again. It's like, can we just jump through to the 3 months mark and get past that whole awkward stage? The awkward stage.
And you
is
miss
just,
the honeymoon stage, no, like the fun stage.
I know. But I
and they're perfect and you're perfect.
Yeah. Right, no, they can't do any wrong.
Like, oh, the way he shoes.
The smell is so sexy.
Yeah. Oh my God, look at his pit stains. Yeah. That is cute.
Right.
And then eventually you're like, wow, you're a pig. It's the winter.
Man.
Fix that.
Oh, I don't know.
So you're
I feel for you.
Yeah. Pebbles does not. Well, I don't even know if we call it FODA. It's just.
No. See, no. Here's the thing about Pebbles, right?
Pebbles, yeah. What's the thing about me, Melissa?
Pebbles
is
going to start dating and we'll never know. Like, she could probably be in a relationship right now with someone and we wouldn't know about
it. Out of the park.
Right. Nah. She's going to, as soon as she decides this is what I want to do, it's going to happen and we won't even know about it.
Like, Melissa's dating life, the analogy to her dating life was her yesterday at Polar Park somebody underhanded a ball to her and it got in her hands and then just magically just fell out of her hands.
Fumble.
Yeah. If you want to see it, Get Up Crew.
Fumbling balls.
Get Up Crew.
Oh, yeah. You got that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.